The minister, the report from our oversight visit to Gumpen that will be dished out sometime during the course of the day. We are busy finalizing the one, so members can accept that. And then there were a few documents that were put in your pigeonhole yesterday in the main for
but can we have some minutes?
There's no minutes.
Yes.
Minutes have been distributed. A few tablings that were intended, I think, for our information. There's a South African Human Rights Commission 2012 report, equity report, and then there's an annual international report from the same institution, South African Human Rights, and then Promotion to Access of Information Act. Then there was the performance scorecard of national departments that you will receive if you have not received it yet. Then there is the AG's report on the use of consultants. Our department was one of the departments that were audited, so it should be in your pigeonhole or you would have had it. I'm assuming everybody's received the annual report. There's a RASA statement that has been issued that you should have in your pigeonhole. Then we did send out invites for the Excellence Awards, and some members had indicated that they were available. Cindy just indicates to me that visit has been cancelled for everybody. Or it was not approved. For some reason, the powers that be didn't approve our request for attending the Excellence Awards in the Popo. Sometimes, so that was not approved. So those are the reports. Are you making copies?
No, why is it?
Okay. Then the surprise, I don't know if you wanted to have my celebration in Durban or where, Mr. Ndlovu, but the surprise is, the surprise is you are receiving a document. We decided, and that I'm asking for your forgiveness between myself and Cindy, on the basis of quite a few problems that we received, to do a uninvited visit to the office of the inspecting judge, which is just down the road here. So you have some correspondence. And the intention is that we'll have 10 minutes to do this, break for a few minutes, and we've arranged two cars, I believe in a 10-minute drive from where we are, to go and pay a visit to the inspecting judge's offices in Cape Town. Yeah, we've never been there. And we have received quite a few reports of vacancies and all those type of things, and we thought that it would be proper to go and spend 15 or 20 minutes there if the committee agrees. Down the road, we've organized transport. They don't know about it, unless somebody's on Twitter as we speak, but they don't know about it. They will be surprised when we rock up. We really just have to go and understand how they operate. That is the surprise. I'm not sure how members feel about that. You've received a small guide of the kind of things that we thought were important that we at least go and ask about instead of just getting their pre-prepared reports they give us quarterly. So it shouldn't be a long visit. If members agree, then we can do that. It shouldn't be a long visit. We'll just go and see those people. Maybe comment on that before we do the minutes, because then we'll just see the minutes disappear and then meet at 10:45 in front of what that has been approved. The unannounced visit has been approved. Congress.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think that it's a good idea, but I don't know, because it's a short notice even from us. It looks like announce visitivity to us. But if other members do have time, Chair, I think it's a good idea, because since we never visit the office of the inspecting judge, maybe we're supposed to plan properly, because myself, Chair, today is a meeting of the woods. It might disturb me, but it's a good idea. in terms of the approval of us for the award, Chairperson, I feel strong that this committee is undermined by the office of the Chairperson or Speaker, whatever. Because we're expecting to get a report that tells us about approval of oversight that we've been asking years and years. We ask to get oversight, and we find that our request is not accepted or is not approved. So, Chairperson, really, I don't know how this Parliament is thinking about questioning things. To me, it's like it's a committee that not taken serious than other committees that are going out several times a year. But we as questioners, Chairperson, we never gave that chance. Before they said first come safe, I was wondering what is that. But now we have tried to do our things on time, but when we're supposed to leave, they'll tell us about the budget. There's no budget or whatever. We need thorough explanation. I don't know who approved this thing, Chairperson, to explain to this committee what's wrong about this portfolio committee of correctional fees. Thank you, Chair. Anything out of our problem, we're visiting to KZN, whereby the inmate also was getting were getting their certificate of matric. I did go to KZN with Baba Ken. We're using our own traveling ticket, and we're doing our work for committee. And our ticket now is short because we are doing the work of the portfolio committee with the traveling ticket that we have. We must travel also to go home or come here at work. Chairperson, I think that I must raise this because it's too much for us. Thank you.
And solutions, proposals, so that we can take them forward.
Yeah, Chairperson, I've got a proposal that we are in a meeting with Chairperson. Colleague. Right. You must come and explain to us what is exactly happening. We need an explanation. Thank you.
Authentication. 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 Or Chairperson, authentication to him. Because, you see, Chairperson, I'm a little bit worried because there are things that are happening in other committees which are not happening to this committee. I don't know why. And it seems as if it's a picking and choosing. Now, if he says that he cannot come to us, we must go, somebody must go to him, something like that, which... I think I understand why Mr. Pella is requesting that we speak to him face to face. Therefore, I think Chairperson on the A plan is to ask him to come to this committee. But if he fails to comply with the A plan, let's have a B plan of choosing people. If he respond to you and say that he can't implement the A plan, and then we have a B plan. Of who are those people that we are sending to him, to his office, to think about these matters, so that one of these matters are put to rest once and for all, Chairperson.
Any other proposals on that one?
Yeah, in short, Chairperson, yes, I certainly support what was said here. Yeah. And I think we should compare also what other committees went, how many times overseas, so that we can make out the case. You see, there's some prejudice towards us. I don't know whether you are the cause or whoever. but somebody is the cause of the problem. Nevertheless, this is one thing. The other thing is with regard to the surprise visit. My principal just informed me that he might leave earlier. I will be available to join you if we decide to go. I will be.
Hello everyone. Now Ken, from the experience,
to the committee where I'm coming from before. We'll be here discussing this thing of the chairperson not allowing us to go to offices. I like that chairperson. I want machinery. He goes straight to his office and said, you don't like me. Because the committee there think that I'm not allowing them to go. And then they were fighting. And then he come and call us. We all go to the office. And then we're granted an overseas trip. We go to Chile and Bolivia after the big struggle. So if you are quiet, Chair, or if you smile when you go there, you won't get anything. And we'll be frustrated because of the manner you talk with him. You are very gently. Actually, also, Jefferson, I think we have to come up with a plan of plan of action for March, for April. Come up with a plan because our passport is still there. Come up with a plan for April that we want to go to this place, and then we need a budget. Meanwhile, when you just try to speak with him, not gently, but harder. Thank you.
All right. We will call you. I don't know when we meet. We meet.
Yeah, can I come in?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yes, sir.
I don't know. Maybe we need to find out what are the reasons in advance for signing our request. I think what we submitted was genuine reasons, which are accompanied by the, you know, the truth trade. If it defies people, yeah, pick an apostle to dig the trench that you want them to dig, you won't expect them to provide you or to give you the service you expect. I mean, this committee's got a mandate to ensure that this correctional service as per the expectation, you know, of our country, or of the people out there. But if you are not giving those tools of trade, to me, I become worried. So, you know, it's paramount to say, you don't know what you are doing. Rather stop doing what you are doing. It's equally to that. It's unfortunate that the of a minority party in parliament. But I would say if at this level you are beaten, why don't you go at the political level, at the level where you say advancing a cause which our party stands for, why don't we be provided with the necessary tools? You know, if actually, you know, let me not politics, thank you.
All right. Okay. Look, we will ask Crawley to come, but just to indicate to members, his written response, and if you want copies, you can get it. This was our agreed tour that we had proposed at the last meeting. Comments by the House Chair, and our financial implications were R1 million, R1,067,000, first R1 million. His comments were due to the high cost and budget constraints. Visits to Cuba will not be considered by the seeker. That was his response. So maybe if they don't want to send us to Cuba, they must tell us where we can go to. But these are his, on the 1st of December, this is what he responded to. We can make copies in preparation for our meeting. We will try. I'm looking at our... next week, Wednesday, we have briefing by department on financials, and before that, we had asked them both just to prepare an analysis on the state of the nation for us. But if this one is more priority and we can get Frolic here, then maybe we should ask Frolic to join us at night and then squeeze him forward somewhere else. If he agrees, we will attempt to get at 9, and yeah, maybe I'm too gentle or whatever. Let him come here and explain it to us, and we can tackle him, all of us, together. On the reasons why we we think that we are not getting fair treatment. But this is his response, that's in preparation, because I'm sure he'll bring this paper when he comes and he'll say, but this is it. So maybe we should have them be, if they're saying, and I'm not sure, I mean, I don't have the benefit of sitting in our committees, but maybe we should be able to check, when they say R1 million is too much, what is it that they allow other people to go out with? I don't know. Maybe that's what we should check, because ours was R1 million, 1067, and his response was, Speaker won't allow it. So, Babanguni, there's no other higher political power than the new Speaker. So let's get him and say that to us, and then if you then afterwards want to go to the Speaker, we can take that decision. But maybe somebody must do some homework to say, what is the average cost that people are using to go overseas? So that when it comes with R1 million, we can say, but it was given to Committee X or to Committee Y. And we will invite him for 9 o'clock, and Paul will try and squeeze in at some point, but you need to prepare. We will do that immediately today by letter, and we will try and speak to him. There are works here that can talk to colleagues. I certainly will approach him directly myself. But we'll send a formal letter, but I think members will also try and assist his arm to come on Monday at 9 o'clock. But I will do that during the course of the day, informally, and we will send a letter today. Is that in order?
Aye.
Thank you. In terms of our visit, what are members saying? Baba Abram, you were not here. We want to take a walk to the respective taxes offices. We haven't told them, but we just wanted to take a walk. There's a document that we thought that would assist us. There should be a document with a few questions. Mr. South has indicated that he would not be available, and we wouldn't hold it against you because we never told anybody about it.
I'm available.
You are not available.
I'm available.
There's two, three with me. Mr. Mack is available. There's three with us. Nguni is available. That's four. That's at about 11 o'clock. It couldn't be more than an hour. It's 10 minutes from here. So the majority are available. Yes, that's what I'm saying. We've noted you because you've got a works meeting. And we've noted Mr. Self. But really, we should be back by lunchtime. We just want to go in and out. It's not good. Mr. Abra?
It's for some conference.
Okay. You want to say something?
You can't give it behind.
The vehicle is outside for sale. Okay, the vehicles will be available by 10:30 in front of 4 days. But we should be back because of the state of the nation and all those things. So it's really a walk around and checking. And you've got some sort of notes that we thought you should look at.
Yeah.
So we will leave there minutes. Immediately we finish with this one set of minutes, we'll go to your office at 10 that we meet at 4:30. Is that okay?
Yep.
Thank you. Can we then go to the minutes of the 29th of November? As I indicated to those that came late, you should get the report to Fulbent during the course of today, and we can look at it next week.
Sorry, Chair, before you carry on, is there a central point where we meet at a given time?
10:30. Okay. The cars are waiting for us. So you'll have a time to go to the office, drop your books, and just bring yourself along. I don't think there's any writing stuff, because they don't even know that we are rocking up there at 10:30. Minutes of the 21st. By now, members that have received that. I know that other members that have received them. Have you got that? Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Can we have a look at page number 1? These are the minutes. We were opting committee reports on that day. Any changes on page number 1? Page number 2. Page number 3. Page number 4. Page number 5. Of the minute as a participation of that meeting with the Bags and Zobu. Seconded? Yes. Thank you. Just on page number 2, on page number 4, are still awaiting the memorandum of understanding between 241. Have you got that?
Mm. Yeah.
No, we must follow that up, memorandum of understanding. And then in terms of 243, what I received was a government gazette. There was nothing in house. Wasn't that government gazette? Did we receive that? We did. You've got 243. No. Yeah, we'll look for those two, and if we have them, we will distribute them to members, because those were matters arising or stuff that was outstanding. Because 245, we've agreed that we will then ask colleagues come and join us. On the 29th. But 243 and 242, we'll try and get the necessary correspondence. I know that there is a government cadet notification on 243. I'm not sure if that constitutes the entire 243. Remember, we were saying that the department will go out and tender, and we were asking them to give us the terms of reference for the nutrition. On the minute.
Because the minute says 100.25.
2.3. I beg your pardon. 2.31. I'm sorry. 2.31. Yes. 231, yeah, 231 and 241. We'll try and get whatever documentations are available. There should be documents available, and we will distribute them, because the minutes, we should ask for those documents. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much.
10:30.
Thank you very much.
4:30.
Thank you very much.
When are we leaving for
10:30.
Now?
Yeah. Now. We just allow members to go and drop their books and
drop whatever. Book and come back.
We get it in front.
At 4:30? Okay. It's 10 minutes from here. We should be back by 12. Can we ask members not to pre-warn our host?
We have to be back by 12.
Yeah,
we'll
be back by 12 then.
We have to be.
Is this yours, Mama?
No. It's not mine.
No, she's on my shoulder, not me, I'm tired. Yeah.